Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Mem Tes. Sukkah Mem Tes 49. We are on Mem Ches Mabez on the last in full blot here in Perek Dalet of Lula Va'arava. And we are talking about the Nisuch HaMayim, as was discussed yesterday in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah described how it was done at the same time as the Nisuch HaMayim, the Nisuch HaYayin was done, it's a discussion of the Rishonim. It seems from the Rishonim that two different Kohanim did it, but they did it at the same time. So as we described, that it would end at the same time. We discussed that the Kohen who went up to do it made a left when he got up the ramp instead of the normal making a right and going all the way around. Called Pina Shatapone, he was able to make a left because of the three events that took place at the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. The three events of Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin and the Olos HaOf, when there were too many Olos HaOf in the east side. And we described right before we finished the fact that some of the svalim, some of the cups sometimes did it turn black because b'dieved, if you switch the liquids in the different holes, so then it would be okay b'dieved. Just a question on the story that we discussed. Let's read the next couple of lines and then we'll talk about the story again about the stoning with the esrogim. First, let's read the next couple of lines of the Gemara. We are on the fifth wide line on Memches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Umenukavim kemin beis chotmin v'chulu. And the holes in the svalim were like nostrils, and the wine slash water was poured down these holes. We mentioned the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether it went into the holes and then went onto the Mizbeach and then went back down the holes, or it went straight into the Shisin, went straight into the holes all the way down to the belly of the Mizbeach, into the ground. Either way, so the Gemara describes that the holes were different sizes. So, Lema Mastisa, Rabbi Yehudi, Velo Rabbanan. Shall we assume that it was different sizes because it was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, not the Rabbanan Shita? Why? We mentioned yesterday Rabbi Yehuda had as a double machlokes with the Tanakama. Ditznan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bilug Hayamanaseh Koshmona. Rabbi Yehuda holds they used to use a lug of water of Nisuch HaMayim, not three lug, and like the Tanakhama said, one lug. And if you compare that to the wine is three lug. So is this the reason, so is this Mishnah going like Rabbi Yehuda, who has such a different amount of wine and water, and therefore he needed the different sizes of holes? Di Rabbanan ki adadinenu, because according to the Rabbanan, aren't they the same size? They're both three lugin. So therefore, the Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, but should rather not say that it's limited. So the Gemara answers, no, afilu tamer Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, we say that it is, the Mishnah could fit in. Chamra samich, Maya Kalish. Wine is thick and water is thin, as we discussed yesterday, that water has the viscosity of water is different, it could flow quicker, and therefore, even though the Mishnah gives different sizes for the holes in the place where you pour the Mayim and the Yayin, still one can hold this through a Banan Shita, even if it's the same amount of water and wine, but it just goes quicker when it is water. And Achalami Mistavra, and it makes sense that this would be the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yehuda, Racha V'Katzer Islay, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, you should use it even adjectives that describe an even greater difference, wide and skinny. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda lashed in another context. Shnei kisvos ha'yusham achas shalmayim ve'echad shalyayin. Shalyayin per rachav, a wider mouth. Shalmayim piyakatzar. Kadesh yushneim kalor bebasachas shmamina. So you see the language of rachav and katzar is what Rabbi Yehuda uses. So here, that lashon is not used, and therefore, we could say that it is the shita of the Rabbanan, and even though there's the same amount of water and wine, three lugin, that would be good enough to explain the Mishnah that has different sizes of the holes. Echad me'ube ve'echad dak. Okay, we get back to the story now. Marava Shamayan, three lines at the bottom. We have the story in the Mishnah about the tztuki. So the tztuki, the reason that we make sure that the Menasech is visible is because one time there was a Tztuki that did it on his legs because he rejected the Torah Sheval Peh, and everybody stoned him with their Esrogim. Remember we discussed yesterday the reason why they focused on this, and the reason why it was Torah Sheval Peh, because we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik that the whole Yantav of Yom Kippur is based on the Beis HaLevi, is Yantav of Torah Sheval Peh, and therefore this was an emphatic mitzvah done right after Yom Kippur. The question is asked, the Sharm Zion HaMalacha deals with this question, And that is, how they take their esrogim and throw them. Right? Isn't that a bizayon for the esrog? Right, you take the esrog, you throw it, it's hooks on the mitzvaso. So how can you use it for anything else? Right? What day was this done? Pashtos, was it done, what, the last day of Sukkot? Doesn't sound like it. Right, so how could they throw their esrogim? Right, isn't it usher to you? So it must be, a couple of answers. Number one, it could be like, maybe the whole like Reish Lakish. Maybe this is the right to Reish Lakish. L'mitzvaso iskatsoi, not l'kula yom iskatsoi. Remember the way we had the machlokas a couple of days ago, daf mem vav, and maybe after they used it for the mitzvah, it would be okay. But it's still a problem, because losasuke l'ashem alkecha, we're going to see in a minute, that they broke the mizbeach when they did this. They chipped off a corner of the mizbeach. Losasuke l'ashem alkecha. Unless you say it wasn't Bekavana, it was a Davar Shein Meskavet, it was a Psikration Zolo Nichole, the Shor Mitzvah Balacha goes into, like the Shita of the Aruch, and therefore most it was a Durabanan, and it was a Chil Hashem. It's all different suggestions given. But remember, you can't just violate Averis just because something is happening. It's got to be a mitzvah itself. So once you get it down to the world of Durabanan, so then you can say, B'makam Chil Hashem, Durabanan weren't Mokim their Halacha. But that is an interesting discussion, how they use their esrogim for throwing at this guy who did the nisuch improperly. Okay, but this is the story. Interesting, the Yerushalmi right here. The Yerushalmi on our Gemara puts together all three stories about Maisa v'Tzduki Echad. If you know, we've had over the past couple of years, we have three stories. We had this story, the Tzduki and the Esrogim, and then we have the other story we had back in Maseches Yuma. If you remember, the Tzduki that inappropriately made the smoke of the Ktores go smoking even before he got in, right? Because he learns the pasuk v'chisa anana ktores esakapores, that you make the smoke from the outside and then bring it in, and we hold the opposite, right? That's you have to go inside first and then pour the ktores onto the hot coals. That's the second story. The third oso tzduki story was paraduma. Remember the first daf in Yuma about the tzdukim holding bimbo rave shamesh. How the avoda was done, dafka, with people who were not tvula yom, and we paskin, no, you can use a tvula yom for the para, avoda of the paraduma, and that's why dafka, the Mishnah describes, that we make someone tamei, and make them into a tvula yom in order for them to do the avoda of paraduma. I mentioned that that's why we go so crazy the other way. We have so many chumras regarding paraduma to balance out the idea that we have this kula to disprove the tzdukim. So those three stories the Yerushalmi puts together, the tzduki by the esrogin, the tzduki by the ktores, and the tzduki by the paraduma. And the Yerushalmi has two deus, machlokes. Was it all the same tzduki? Was it all the same tzduki that did this? So you have to say that, you know, his last act was the esrogim. Right? That was his last one. So was it the same stuki a couple days before on Yom Kippur? And then in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he did the paraduma in the inappropriate way? So it was all the same stuki. So the Yerushalmi says, well, it depends if you say that he dropped dead in the Kodesh Kodashim. Or on the way out, right? Remember, we had the story of Maseches Yuma that he had a mark on his forehead of a malach's foot, kaviyachol, whatever that means. They're not physical. So Yerushalmi has two opinions about whether it was all one. They hold one opinion holds it was all three, and the other opinion says it was two out of three. There were two tzdukim. That's what he says. Is the boy meimar he de para he de sukkah he de kipurim? Some say it was all the same tzduki. He had a busy week before, at the end of the day, the end of the of Sukkot. He met his end. Rabbi Simon lo amar kein. Ella o de para u de sukkah chad u de kipurim chad o de para u de kipurim chad u de sukkah chad. And he continues and he says the machlokas is what happened to this guy at the end of Yom Kippur. It says lo bo yamim kalim. Only a few days later. So was that like immediate when he went out? Or does that mean a couple of days later, which can mean even after Sukkot? So that's what the machlokas is. Lobo yamim kalim ad shemes tliseyon ad shemes tliseyon avad. That's the machlokas here in the Gemara.
In either case, it happened in the same year.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it all happened at this, I don't know, according to the opinion that says it wasn't the same one, did it have to happen at the same year? Maybe Lav Dafka, you could do the other two another year. But it's interesting that when Yerushalmi puts together all of these three stories relating to the Oso Tzduki. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, 3 lines from the bottom. Maisa b'tzduki echad shenisech agave raglav. There was a tzduki that was minasayach agave raglav. It's amazing that he infiltrated so deeply that he was the kohen that was picked to do the nisach hamayim. And they didn't get him. They didn't suspect him. They didn't think that he was going to be the one that was going to do something wrong. So it's pretty amazing that he got in. But anyway, there was a story about this tzduki. These are agave raglav. V'ragmu kala esrogim, and everybody stoned him with their esrogim. V'oso hayom nifkama karen amizbeach. And because of the wild action, the event that took place, the corner of the mizbeach was chipped off. Nifkama karen amizbeach. They view bulshal belach, and they brought a clump of salt, of hard salt, v'sitmu, to close up the pigima. Lo mibnei shuk shal avoda, not because they will be able to do the avoda before it's fixed, it's broken. But they just don't want it to look like that. El mibnei shal lo yeira'e mizbeach pagum. We don't want the mizbeach to look as if it's pagum, as if it's missing a chip. The mizbeach is perfectly square, and each of the chronos were cubes, so therefore we didn't want it to look like it was broken, so that's why we covered it up, even though it really wouldn't be able to serve its function in the state that it is. There's an interesting line in Rashi also here, that Rashi says, how did it break? So the pashas of the Gemara is that it broke because of the esrogim that were thrown. Right? Sometimes esrogim can be pretty hard, especially if you're really aiming it, right, and you're trying to hit this guy. So Rashi has in a line, Nifkama karen amizbeach al yidei avonim shezar kubo. But that some people picked up some rocks to throw, not just some esrogim. Amongst most of the esrogim that were thrown, some rocks were thrown. That would also answer the question of the Sharm Sian of Alach a little bit, that how could they throw them so hard? Maybe the esrogim were thrown a little softer, but the avonim were the ones that broke the mizbeach. That was the avonim shezarku bo. The Aruch Laner says on the Gemara, because he says, I don't think you could break the mizbeach with esrogim. I don't know if they're hard enough. Rocks, you could break the mizbeach. That's what he thinks. I don't know if you're throwing it with a strong aim, sometimes it can be pretty hard to break it. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says, don't think that this was mashir the mizbeach. Rather, it was just to make it not appear pagum. And then the Gemara has the line, shakol mizbeach. Because any mizbeach, she'ein lo, lo kevesh, velo karen, velo yisod, velo ribua, pasul avoda. Any mizbeach that does not have the ramp, or the horns, or the yisod around the mizbeach, or the ribua, or it wasn't square, pasul avoda. We know every part of the mizbeach was square. Right, the mizbeach started off 32x32, and then it was 28x28, and then it was even less. As you got higher, they created the mizbeach in a perfect square. And if you're missing any of these elements, it's pasul avoda. The kevesh is considered part of the mizbeach. Even though if you look in the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira, there's a dialectic in terms of the kevesh being part of the mizbeach and being separate. Remember, we mentioned this Rambam in the past. The different kelim. How many kelim were there in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash? We have a Beis HaMikdash. How many kelim were there? So there were a lot of kelim. There were a lot of bowls and spoons and tools used to clean out the menorah and the little spoons to hold up the lavona on the side of the shulchan. But how many major kelim were there in the Mizbeach? So you got to go through all the parshas Truma, but just to focus and summarize it. So the Rambam, as the par excellence organizer and categorizer, the Rambam says 7. There was 7 kelim. You have the mikdash, and after you have the mikdash, there's kedusha, and he says ve'elu heina dvarim shein ikar binyan abayis. So first he describes the places. Osin bo kodesh, you make the kodesh, v'kodesh kadashim. Ve'yia lefnei hakodesh makom echad v'hua nikra ulam. The ulam, the antechamber, in front of the ulam, which is in front of the heichal, which is the kodesh, which is in front of the kodesh kadashim. V'shlashta nikra in heichal. The Kodesh Kadashim and the Kodesh and the Ulam are all called Heichal. V'osin Mechitzo, so there is a type of Kedusha that pervades all three areas, even though, as we read yesterday, the Mishnah in Kalim, 2 days ago, the Kodesh Kadashim does have a higher level of Kedusha than the others. But in a certain sense, they're all called Heichal. V'osin Mechitzo Acheres Aviv LaHeichal Rechokim Imenu Kekale Echotesh Abimidbar V'chulu. V'osin Bemikta Shiva Kalim. 7 kelim in the Mikdash. What are they? Mizbeach la'ola, ula shar karbanas. Number one, mizbeach. Number two, v'kevesh. It's counted as a separate one. Sha'olim bo'la mizbeach. That's the dialectic. The kevesh sometimes has the halachas of mizbeach, and sometimes not. The Mishnayos and Zvachim describe, there are certain halachas that a karban gets kedusha im ala lo yered. If it went up on the mizbeach, even though it was pasul, it doesn't come down. It achieves a certain type of kedusha. Certain cases. So the Mishnah says, same thing with the kevesh. If it goes onto the kevesh, it's already nechshav that it's on the mizbeach. Already nechshav on the mizbeach. But for other halachas, it's got to be on top of the mizbeach. Not just on the kevesh. The Rambam says, what are the seven kelim? Mizbeach, kevesh. Okay, it goes from the south. V'kiyar, v'kano, v'kiyar, and the base of the kiyar. L'kadesh v'menu ha-kohanim yideim v'ragleim la'avoda. Place where they could wash their hands and their feet. And that was, as we know, on the south side of the Mizbeach, on the western side of the ram. And then you have the Mizbeach HaKtores, right, the small Mizbeach, and the menorah, and the shulchan. Those seven. So the kevesh is considered a separate kli, and the kano of the kiyar is called separate. Where's the mizbeach achitzon? So that's not a kli, it's mechuba lekarka. What? What about the aron? So the aron is also. It's not like a kli like other kalim. It's fascinating that the Rambam leaves that out here. He does not call the aron, he doesn't list the aron in the kalim that are listed here in Perak Aleph Halacha Vav of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, after he describes the seven, and then he describes where each of the kalim go, but in this context he does not mention already, just continues describing the entire area where the kalim were made, and then he gets to in Perek Beis, he gets to the Mizbeach, which we're going to talk about now, and then after he describes the Mizbeach at length, he describes that for a whole Perek, so then in a separate area, is Perek Dalid, is where he talks about the Aron. Evan Haisa, Bekodesh HaKadoshim, Bema'aravo, Va'alea Haya Ha'aron Munach, Ulafanav Tzinsenes Hadmon, Umate Aron. The Aron, Aron stick, and the bottle of man was put there. Ubeisha bana Shlomo as Abayis v'yada shesov alechare bana makom lignos ba'aron. He built an underground secret area, a room to put the aron in later on. V'chulu, but that is the aron is considered separate category, not one of the seven kalim. So this is the mizbeach, the background. The mizbeach is not a kli; it's connected to the ground. But the mizbeach, as bang back to our Gemara, has to be perfect. If it's missing anything and there's a pagima, it's no good. And therefore, here, it was no good because they had to fix it. Just to do the next line, which I should have done before. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, back in the Gemara, Afa Sovev. Not just the areas, the Yesod and the Ribuah, but also the Sovev, the ledge around the Mizbeach, also had to be perfect. The Rambam has very inspiring words in Perek Beis of Hilchos Beis HaMechira, where he describes the exact placement of the Mizbeach. We mentioned this in the past. Ha-mizbeach mekomo mechuvan biyoser. The mizbeach, it doesn't say this by the other kalim. The other kalim put in the areas, general areas, where they're supposed to be. The mizbeach is exact. Mechuvan biyoser. Vein mishanin oso mimkomo leolam. And you never could change the place of the mizbeach. As he quotes the pasuk, sheneamar veze mizbeach leolah liyisrael. Ubemikdash ne'ekad Yitzchak Avinu. That's where the Akedah took place. The exact spot. Shneamar v'lech lecha l'eretz ha-Moriah. V'neamar v'divrei ha-yamim. V'yachol shlomo l'avnos v'beit Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Bahar ha-Moriah asher nira l'david aviyu. Asher heichen b'makom David b'goren arnan ha-yevusi. U'misores b'yadon ha-biyad ha-kol. It's a misora that we all have, says the Rambam. Sha'am makom shebanimbo David u'shlomo ha-mizbeach b'goren aravna. Now he says aravna. In the place that David u'shlomo built the mizbeach. Hu ha-makom shebanimbo Avraham mizbeach. V'akad av Yitzchak. That's the place where Abraham and Noach. That's where that story took place. And when he was created, right? This is the Ramban's Raya against the Rambam, if you remember at the beginning of Vayikra, that karbanos are not just a counteract of Avodah Zarah. Adam was born, he gave a karban. There was no Avodah Zarah then. He was the only guy in the world. Right? So that's the Ramban's Raya. Umisham Nivra. And from that spot was where he was created from. Amura Chachamim Adam Mimakam Kaparoso Nivra. So the Rambam says the Mizbeach is in the exact spot, and as we learned in our Gemara today, it's an exact structure. Perfect square, perfect Yesodos, perfect Kronos, perfect everything. And then the Rambam adds, Umidos ha-mizbeach mechuvanos harbe, v'tsuraso yudua ish mi ish. There's been a Mesorah passed down about the structure of the Mizbeach. U-mizbeach she-banu b'nei ha-gola ke-ein mizbeach she-asid li-hi-banos asaho, ve-ein lahosav al-midasov lo-legrami mena. It's got to be exact. And then the last line for us now, Shloshim Nevi'im alu imahem in ha-gola, when they went up in Bayesheni, to build Bayesheni, they brought three prophets with them, Echad heyed lahem al-makam ha-mizbeach. One of them testified to them where the Mizbeach was supposed to go, the Echad Heyed Lahem Al Midosav, and one of them said over its exact dimensions, the Echad Heyed Lahem Shemakriven Al Mizbeach Hazeh, Kola Karbanos Afal Pishen Shambayas. And one of them said, you bring Karbanos even if you don't have a base of this, right when you build the Mizbeach. And Rav Salvatia quoted his grandfather, Rav Chaim, and the base Halevi. So I think it's from the base Halevi. This was quoted in the Tchelas context. And that is, as we know, the big, the big svara that the Beis Halevi gave when the Razina was coming up with the, bringing the Tchelas back. See, he was against it because of Misora. If you have a Mitzvah's Aseh that has been out of the Misora for centuries, so it must be that there's a reason for Hashgacha that it's not in the Misora. And who are we? We don't have the authority to bring it back. If it comes to a low sase and aveira that everybody's violating, there's no Misora about that. You gotta stop. Everybody's eating treif! Okay, I have to eat treif until somebody comes and tells me not to. No, of course not. When it comes to low sases, you have to stop. But when it comes to a mitzvah's ase that has been out of the Misora, that's the Beis Halevi Svara. That's the Beis Halevi Svara. There are different versions of the Beis Halevi being quoted, without getting into those details now. But one of the rayas that Rav Salvatia quoted in a Yahrzeit shiur to back up, to prove, to support this Beis Halevi, that you need a Misora, is this Rambam right here. You needed a Navi to tell us where the Mizbeach went. We need a Navi for that. What if I could figure it out based on sources? What if I can figure out the dimension? I'll read the Gemara. I'll read the Rambam. Right? Why do I need I need Nevi'im to tell me exactly where the Mizbeach went and what the dimensions are and that you're allowed to do this? So the answer is yeah, because that was out of the Misora for 70 years. Even just 70 years. It was out. So therefore, it was, you need a Navi to get it back in. Okay. In any case, this is the Mizbeach and Mizbeach has to be perfect, and when the Mizbeach was broken from the story of the Esrogim, so they had to renovate, and they covered it up just to, so it's looks mechubad, but they had to renovate it. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, going weiter, fourth line. Shisin, Misheshes Yimei Bereshes Nivru, the Shisin, the underground pipelines that was where they poured the wine and the water. It was made already. Mishesim Ebrachus. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Shisin. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Chamuke Yirechayach Kmo Chaloim. Your hidden thighs, a yarech, are like jewels. Maaseh Yidei Aman, and they are the craft of an artisan. Chamuke Yirechayach Elu Hashisin. So what are these? What are these hidden thighs? So a pipeline looks like a thigh, and it's hidden, it's on the ground. That's a reference to the Shisin. Kamo chalaim, choshe mechulalin v'yardin adata home. They are hollow, and they go down to the depths of the earth. Maaseh yidei aman, zumaisa yidei umnaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the umnas of Hashem. It was created during Sheis Yimei Bereishis. Tana deveir b'Yishmael. Bereishis, al tikrei bereishis ela bara shis. Bereishis can be broken up as Hashem created Shisin, Bara Shis. Right, this reminds us of that Ramban. The Ramban in the Akdama to the Torah. When the Ramban says that before the world was created, the Torah existed, as we know. Alpi Kabbalah. Istakal Baraiso Bara Alma. The Gemara says in Psachim, seven items that were created before the world was created. One of them was Torah. The Ramban says, what do you mean Torah was created? Before the world was created. It says in the Torah, Bereishis, Bara Elokim, didn't happen yet. So Ramban explains that when the Torah existed before the world was created, it was in a state of what the Ramban calls Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all spelled out Shem Hashem. It looked differently than we have it now. After certain events happened, when we received the Torah, so then Hashem gave it to us in the way that we can understand it. Already decoded, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashemayim, but before it not. And the Rabban gives an example. The first pasuk in the Torah could be read a different way. You don't have all the letters all together. And he says, Berosh Yisbara Elokim, instead of Bereishis Bara. So here's another example. Bara shis. You could read it on many different levels. So therefore, says the Ramban, the Torah in its besula state did not spell out what we have, and you could read it in very different ways. That's why the Ramban Shita is there in the Hakdama, that a Torah is possible even if it's missing a letter, chaser or yeser, even if it does not change the meaning of a word. The Menachas Chinuch in Taryag, in Mitzvah 6:13, is against that Ramban. He says, no, it's only if it changes the meaning of a word. You have an extra vav, missing a vav, it doesn't change the meaning of a word, that is not a reason to passel a sefer Torah. But here you have another example. I'll take your Bereshis Elabara, Elabarashis. It's pretty amazing. Bereshis is a reference to the Shisin. Right? We know there are other Chazals. Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Rashis, Bishvil Bikurim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Rashis, Bishvil the Shisin. This is such a significant avoda. Such a significant avoda, the Shisin. What's so special about the Shisin, about the Nisach HaMayim in general? What's so special about this? I'll just continue a little more, and then we'll talk about it. Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer, Shisin Mechulalim V'yarden Artahom. The Shisin go all the way down to the depths. Shene'amar, Ashira Na Liyididi, Shiraz Dodi LeKarmo. I will sing a song for my beloved. The context is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Tochacha to Am Yisrael, Karamay, and describing what he did. Karamay Liyididi B'Karen Be'Shemen. Ben Shemin, I made a beautiful vineyard for my beloved. Vaya Azkeyu. This is what Hashem did in the Mashal. And I encircled it. Vaya Sakleo, and I got rid of the rocks. Vaya Te'eu Sorek, I planted beautiful things. Vaya even Migdol Betochu, I built a tower. Vigam Yekev Chatzev Bo. So now we darshan. Vaya Te'eu Sorek Zebes HaMigdash. Right, I planted a Sorek, and I built a base HaMigdash for them. Vaya even Migdol Betochu Zemizbeach. Right, that's the Mizbeach, the Migdal. Rashi says, Migdal Oz. Right, the commentary on the Rambam. A strong building. Vagam Yekev Chatzibo, Elu HaShisin. And so to Yekev Chatzibo, these are the Shisin. So you see the Shisin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took care of and built them. And it's a major part of, even when you describe the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Mizbeach, and you have the Shisin. Right, and Bnei Yisrael were not worthy, and therefore the Churban happened. What is so special and unique about the Shisin? Look at the Maharal in the beginning of Pirkei Avos in his commentary, Derech Chaim. So he relates this Gemara to the Mishnah there, Al Shlosh Adorim Ha'olam Amed, Al Torah Avod Val Gemilas Chasadim. And he goes through that there's a Chazal on Bereshis about each of the three. Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil, there's one about Chesed, and then there's one about Avoda. What's Avoda? Shisin, Barashis. Right, that's the Avoda, so you see, Bereshis, Al Shlosh Advarim, for these three pillars, which are symbolized by three of the drushes of Bereshis, so that is, why it is so special. It's the symbol of Avoda for the Maharal. And the Aruch Haner even emphasizes that. He doesn't quote all three, he just quotes that this is the symbol of Avoda. He says, because the world stands on three, so you can't just do something on top of the world. If you could get inside the world, that'll even be a greater yisod. So that's why these shisin go all the way down. I don't know how it works for Torah and Chesed, how you get inside the kishkas of the world, but at least for Avoda, he says, Yish kiyum lahabriya. Da Amar Atana, Da Avodas Hamikdash Yechad Miyadvaram Sholom Omed Aleim, V'kivan Da Avoda Lohaya Rak Al Haaretz, V'hayatzarach Litin Kiyam Al Yada Gamlet Tehom, Asher Mitachas La'aretz, L'man Yashke Haaretz, L'bal Tiva Asher Techarav. That's why the Shisin is so crucial, because it gets inside, at least for that pillar, says the Aruch Laner. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai, the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes Midrashim about the significance of the Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim, if you look at the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayikra, on the mitzvah of always salting your karban, Bamelach Timlach, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, quoted this at a Parsha Shir last year. What the importance is about putting salt on the karban. So he quotes the Rambam, goes to the Ramban, obviously, why? Because the Avodah Zarah would not use salt, so we dafka use salt. And three quarters of the mitzvahs in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam says, are anti-Avodah Zarah. But then the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes the Medrash, which some are familiar with. The Alderach HaMedrash, Yishbo Biur L'Derach HaKabbalah, Bris Kerusa L'Melach Mishesh Yizimei Breishis. Hashem made a covenant with the salt during Shesh Yizimei Breishis. What do you mean? Why do you have to make a covenant? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, during Ma'aseh Bereishis, took waters and brought them over the Shamayim. and he left certain waters in the oceans. And the water was very upset. Why does that water get to be close to you up in Shemayim and I'm all the way down here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give you a chance to be on center stage. And that is by the Nisach HaMayim. They're going to take the lower waters and put them up on the Mizbeach. And that is the Bris Krusa. Shehuftachu mayim atachtonim likarev b'melach v'nisach hamayim b'chag. And that's why the Medrash, he quotes another Medrash, mayim tachtonim nikru mayim bochim. The lower waters, all the ocean water, is called crying waters. Why? Because it was crying. B'shar shachalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu zamayim. Nasan elu l'mala v'elu l'mata. Hischilu mayim atachtonim bochim. They were crying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give you. Ho v'lechoti asisan kol kach en l'mershus. Right, they're not going to say Shira until you take Rishus from the lower waters, and the lower waters, yearn to get closer. And that's the beautiful idea, I don't think he quotes it here, but I've seen it elsewhere, that the concept of a wave. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create waves? Why is the ocean like that? Why didn't he create everything like a lake? It's not moving. The waves, the largest bodies of water on earth are, and they're always pushing and going. So you could say that they're striving, they're trying to get back up to Shemayim. They keep going, they splash, they're trying to move, they're trying to get back up to, they're trying to keep going. Right, that's the message. Next time we see an ocean, we see the waves lapping up on the shore. We can think about this medrash, that they're yearning to get close. That's the message we could take, that we should also try to yearn and get up and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of the Mayim Rishonim and the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. The message is bringing the Gashmias up to the Ruchnias. And the yearning of this world, the yearning of the Gashmias to get up to the Ruchnias, that's the message. And that's Bishvil Bracious, Bishvil the Shisin which swallow up this Nisach HaMayim, the water on Sukkos, that is. And that's when the rainy season starts. It all connects on Sukkos, right? That's the message. Okay, one of the messages says the Gemara. Tanya, Amar Blazer Bar Tzadok, Lul Katan. We're 6 lines from the bottom. Lul Katan Haya Ben Kevish LaMizbeach Ma'arava Shel Kevish. There was a little lul, a little window between the ramp and the Mizbeach on the west side of the ramp. Where exactly was this window? It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. We'll go with Rashi's shot. Rashi says that there was a little space. The ramp coming up from the south, going north, where the ramp met the Mizbeach, it did not perfectly touch it. There was a little space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. So on the west side of that space, that's what's being referred to here. The left side of that space, they left it a little open, and the Shisin says, Reb Elazar ben Tzadok, he argues, it didn't go to the belly of the earth, the Shisin. Right? He's arguing, it went down, no, to under the Mizbeach, and that's it. And therefore, it started filling up after many years. Ve'achas l'shivim shana, one time every 70 years. Maybe it's literal, maybe it just means a long time. Sometimes what Chazal want to say, a long time, they say 70. Well, Dafka, various stories that occurred, the Gemara in Tainus, that a man slept for 70 years. There's different, 70 years is like a lifetime. So 70 is lav dafka, but it says 70s. What if it's 70 years? Pirchei kuna yardim l'sham. They went down there. Umalaktin misham yayin karush. They took out the congealed wine. Shedomali gule dvela. That was hardened, and it was like a group of figs. Uba in v'sar finos l'bekdusha. They took and they burned it. With bekdusha, like no sir. They burned it. Shene emar b'kodesh aseich nesech shechar l'Hashem. In the holy, you have to take the nesech, what was poured, and burn it to Hashem. Just like the Nisach originally had to be done b'kdusha, so to the Sreifa. Rashi says, the idea that you're allowed to take it out from that spot does not need a source. Of course you can take it out. You have to have space to continue to the Nisach. The source that's needed is that you have to burn it b'kdusha. That's what this pasuk is teaching me. My mashma, how do I exactly know that from the pasuk? Amar avina asya kodesh kodesh. Ksiv hacha ba kodesh aseich nesech. V'ksiv hasam v'saraft ez anoser ba'esh. Lo yachel ki kodeshu gzereshava kodesh kodesh. That you have to burn it. Period. Kaman azla ha ditnan. Who is the following Mishnah going like? The Mishnah in Me'ilah. Two versions of this Gemara. Here's number one. Ha ditnan nisachim b'tchila ma'alim bahen. The nisachim, the libations, before it starts, there is mi'ila by the nisachim. But yardu l'shisin, once it goes out to the shisin, ain't more ben, there's no more mi'ila. There's no more isra of getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash's property. So who is that Mishnah going according to? Lame Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadoki. Let's assume it's Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok who says that the Shisen don't go all the way down to the Kishkis of the earth. De'i Rabbanan, Hanakti Lulu Tahom. If it's the Rabbanan, what do we, oh, there's no Me'ila. Great, you can never get to it. It's in the middle of the earth. What do I have to know that there's no more Me'ila by that? What, conceptually? It's never going to happen. So the Gemara says, lo, afilu teimer Rabbanan, maybe it can even be the Rabbanan, b'deikwet. What if it should have gone down, but somehow you caught it before it went all the way down? You put a cup there, you put your hands there, somehow you caught it before it went down. So in that case, that's also good enough that there's no me'ila, even if you would have caught it. That's one version. The Ika Da'amri, or a different version, Lema Rabbanan, Evil or Rabbalazar HaTzadok. Maybe this the Rabbanan Dafka. Why? D'Rabbalazar, if it's Rabbalazar Shita, Akdashi, Akati, Biktusha, Sayokaimi. Just the opposite. Because Rabbalazar HaTzadok, what do you see after 70 years? You gotta take it out and still burn it, Biktusha. So you see it still has Kedusha. Right? So, maybe there is Me'ila according to him. So this Mishnah must be only according to the Rabbanan. So where it says, no, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Elazar, Ein L'chadavar Shanasem Mitzvah So Mo'al En Bo. There's nothing that you've already fulfilled its mitzvah, and there is Me'ila. So the fact that you have to burn it, so what? You already still did the mitzvah to it already. Burning it is a second stage. Important Rashi here. Rashi says, Shanasem Mitzvah So, sixth skinny line, V'nisucho Hu Iker Mitzvah So. What does that mean? Explain the achronim. So according to Rabbi Sozo, you have to pour it, and then later on you have to burn it. But it's already no more me'ila after you pour it. But it still has kedusha lagabi that you have to burn it 70 years later. So there's a concept of losing its status of iser me'ila, but still remaining kadosh. A chefza shel hektish. And then only after you burn it, so then it loses its status totally of chefza shel hektish. That's an important Rashi of the nisach is the ikur, and then you have to do sreifa afterwards. The Gemara here does not go into the exceptions to the rule. Whenever the Gemara mentions this line of there's nothing, what about Trumas Hadeshin? What about Bikta Kahuna? What about Egla Rufa? Those are a couple of exceptions the Gemara brings in, but that Gemara does not appear here. Okay, so we continue. Amar Eish Lakish. When they used to do the nisuch hayayin, they used to close up the shisin to make it look like it's like bubbling up. Why? My mashva, how does that pasuk teach me anything? Amar Papa. Shechar, lashon shisiya, lashon sevia, lashon shichros. Shechar means drinking, satiating, and being a little shicher, being a little intoxicated. And that's why when you see overflowing, that's a covenant for the Mizbeach, to see overflowing wine coming out of this halacha. It's a mystery that the Rambam does not quote this line. Nobody argues on it. It's a mystery that Achronim talk about. Amar of Papa, Shmamina, what do you see from there? By the fact that we see that at the mouth of the Shisin, that's where you try to have it bubbling over. Ki saveya inish chamra, when a person gets satiated from wine, migrone sava. He gets satiated by taking big gulps. Migrone chamra, if you just sip a little bit of wine, little by little over time, it's not going to fill you up. If you take big gulps, that's going to fill you up. Rashi says, in contrast to eating. Eating goes by what's in your stomach. Doesn't go by how fast you eat it. If I eat even slowly, slowly, but eventually if I fill up my stomach, it's going to be full. As on the Afi Kayam in Chelek Beis Simin Mem Aleph, Laman Aleph, he discusses whether this Gemara, this line, has any relevance to the Machlokas elsewhere that we have, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Isurim go by Hana'as Garon or Hana'as Meyav. When we talk about, let's say, treif, what if I get somehow IV pig, right, into me? Do I violate the Isser? What if I put it down my throat without getting any Hanaz Goren? Right, I have some type of surrounding kosher item, and I stuff it down my throat and I don't chew it. So is that Usser? Is the Isser, Isserim in general, is it the throat or is it the stomach? Hanaz Goren or Hanaz Meyav? It's a major machlokas elsewhere. So I saw the Afikayam discusses, even if that's a machlokas by eating, but if it comes to drinking, Hanaz Goren, based on this Gemara. Right? That's what our Papa says here. So it could be that is a significant line, even though this seems to be totally out of, you know, a agadic line, says the Afikayam. And then he says, I heard this in the name of Chassam Sofer too. He says, Mavuar, the chilek yesh bein achilo lishasiya, ba'achilo ha'ikr svias milui keres, ubishasiya ha'ikr legimos gasos, v'garon male, right? Filling up the mouth, not just filling up the stomach. So this Gemara could have halachic significance for that sugya. Weiter. Amar Rava, Surva Me Rabbanan, Zelo Nefisha Lechamra, a Chacham, who does not have so much wine, Ligma Gamuye, should take big gulps, because that'll fill him up. Rava, Akisa Deberchaza, Agma Gamuye. Rava, when he had a Koshal Bracha, for benching, so he also took big gulps, so that it was a covet to the Koshal Bracha. Darash Rava, my dechsiv, the pasuk. Now we're getting into a little Alila Rega. My yafu pamayach bin alayim basadiv. We'll get back to Alila Rega b'Hashem in the Haggadah Shir in a couple of weeks. I'll announce the date and the time b'Hashem next week. My yafu pamayach bin alayim basadiv. How beautiful are your steps, those who wear shoes, the daughter of the Nadiv. What is this pasuk referring to in Shir HaShirim? My yafu pa'amos and shal Yisrael. How beautiful are the steps of Bnei Yisrael. Bishasha olon l'regel. When they go to be aliyah l'regel, right? When they're walking. Bas nadiv, bito shal Avram Avinu, shenikra nadiv. The daughter of Avram Avinu, who's called the nadiv, shenemar nidivei amim ne'asafu. Right, the pasuk we say before Tekiyas. Am Elokei Avraham, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yisrael Yaakov, Elokei Avraham shal yitchila l'geirim. So he was the first ger, the first one to recognize God, and that's why he's referred to the Nadiv, the one who was Nodev, the one who volunteered and became a servant of God. Why is Avram Avinu the one that's associated with Aliyah L'Regel? The Meshech Chachma writes in Mishpatim, on the part of Aliyah L'Regel, that Avram Avinu had more Mesiras Nefesh than any Jew in the history of the world. Pashtus, right? Akedah, gave up his life, changed everything, risked his life, Ur Kazdim, unbelievable. At least he's in the top few. Aliyah L'Regel requires Mesiras Nefesh. Imagine, says the Meshech Chachma, another Bali Musar, imagine a whole nation leaving its lands, and everybody knows about it. Everybody knows you're going to leave, right? And there's no looting, and there's special protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. It's unbelievable. The bitachon that's required to do that. That's got to be at the level of Avram Avinu to be able to do such an act of Mesiras Nefesh on you. The Nitziv also discusses this at length there in, I think the Nitziv is in Kisisa. It's a little later on. Either way, this is the, halacha. There's a machlokes discussion. The Ksava Kabbalah, interestingly, has a discussion of this in Mishpatim by Alila Regel. Do you have to walk there? Right, it says, Mayafu pa'amayek. What if you drive in a car? And what about once you get to the walls of Yerushalayim? Is the only kiyum to walk? What about once you have to take off your shoes? Or can you walk with shoes? And can you walk in shoes? Or do you have to, you know, you have to walk in a wagon? All these questions, he says, it's not 100% clear. There are gemaras that point lakan or lakan about the discussion. If you had to look it up, I'll tell you where it is. The Ksava Kabbalah has a whole page of discussion here in Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Right here, he quotes Midrashim and Bali Tosfos about whether you have to go. He quotes from one Medrash, Nirish Ayolim Biragleim, Kala Derech Mi Besam Ad Yerushalayim. Right, not in a wagon. He goes back and forth. And then he goes into beautifully why a regel is called a regel. It's margil us to get a certain behavior, not about regel raglayim, but it's margil, it accustoms us to be inspired to then take us back to the rest of the year after the regel. Okay, we're not going to go into that now, but that's the idea of a regel that the Ksava Kabbalah talks about. But this is Alila Regel, and relating to Avram Avinu. Also, we mentioned in the past, just quickly, Rav Schwab. He has one line on Shir HaShirim in the back of his Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, and there he says, talks about this line, and he says, why are we commenting on the Bnei Yisrael, Alila Regel, and talking about their shoes? But not Alayim Basadiv. You can't even wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Why are you talking about the shoes? So the Rav Schwab, it's a larger piece, but he says, the godless is not if you're inspired if you're in the Beis HaMikdash. The godless if you're inspired when you leave the, you put your shoes back on and you leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's the beauty of Am Yisrael. They take the inspiration with them. And that's what we mentioned back in the Maseches Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol, his last tevila, is before he puts on his own clothes. The last Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And then he sanctifies the hands of his feet and then he puts on his own clothes. But he's finished. What are you doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for? The answer is because he's got to take it with him. He's got to take it with him. He can't leave it in the Kodesh Kadash. Good. Weiter. Tana Devei Rabbi Rav Anan. Mai Dechsev. Same pasuk we quoted before. Chamuke Yerechayev. Right, that was the mashal of the Shisin. But now we compare a Yarech also to the Torah. Lam Nim Shalu Divrei Torah Ki Yarech. Why is the Torah compared to a Yarech? What Torah? Rashi is the Luchos. The Luchos each look like a thigh. And they were hidden, right? The second luchos were hidden. Lo malacha, Ma yorach b'seiser, av divrei Torah b'seiser. Divrei Torah should be b'seiser, meaning you should be b'tznius. V'hainu domer, b'lazer maidach, sef higi l'cha adam, ma tov, ma ashen doresh mimcha. Ki ma'asos mishpat v'av as chesed, v'asin lechazim alokecha. The pasuk in Micha, asos mishpat zehadin, av as chesed, zugimilas chasadim. V'asin lechazim alokecha, zu hotzaat ha-meis v'achnosas kala l'chupa. What's asin leches? When you go to a levaya, or you go to a wedding. What does that mean? Amazing Rashi. Rashi says when you go to a wedding, you have to know how to be mesameach properly. You can't overeat, Rashi says. Can't overeat. You can't go beyond what you're supposed to do. Right? We've got to show, we have to hang up this Rashi at the smorgasbords. Af sham, tzarech hasein l'sod b'mida na'eh. V'lismoach b'mida na'eh. V'lo lahanik kalas rosh ba'atzmo. We have to know how to act properly. Even at a wedding. And then Rashi quotes, if we give money for for a levaya or for a wedding, you should do a pitzina. No, but not everybody has to know. That's a bitsnius, right? Bitsnius is not just how we dress. It's how we act. How we act. So we have to be careful wherever we are in life. V'halo dvarim kavachomer. And there's a kavachomer. Ma dvarim. Back to the Gemara. Shedarkan lasos b'far hesya. Which is usually, these actions are done in public. Amrit torasei lechet. Even there you have to act quietly and with snius. Dvarim shedarkan lasosan bitsina. Alachas kama v'kama. Items that are usually done bitsina. Not weddings. So surely, right, we should act in its neatest way. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Gadol Oset Staka Yosef Mikol HaKarbanos. Greater is Staka, more than all Karbanos. Shneamar Asot Staka Umishpat Nivchal Lashem Mi Zavach. Even greater. Why is that? Why is Staka even greater? So some of the Bali Musar explain, the Klei Yakar talks about this in Vayikra, that Staka, by all mitzvos, especially by Karbanos, you have to have the right Kavana. If I don't have the right Kavana, I mess up the Karban. Pigol shalol lishma. I mess up. Staka? Yes, lechachila, to do a lishma. But let's say I did staka without kavana. Let's say staka fell out of my pocket. I still get the mitzvah of staka. Right? That's the concept of shichacha. If you forget something. So that's why it's even greater. It's if I did it, even without kavana, you know, it's still better, it's still easier to get the schar than compared to, let's say, a karban, where you have to have perfect kavana. Mizavach. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar, Gedola Gemilas Chasadim Yosem Nat Staka, Shneamar Ziru Lachem Staka, V'kitzru Lefi Chesed. You plant. Planting is compared to Staka, and harvesting is compared to Chesed. Imadim Zoreya, Safik Ochel, Safik Eino Ochel. Right, Zoreya, you don't know if you're gonna reap in the end. Adam Kotzer, Vade Ochel. Harvesting, you're about to benefit from it. And that's what Chesed is compared to. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar, Ein Staka Mishalem Es Elefi Chesed Shaba. Staka is repaid based on the chesed in it. Shneemar ziru lachem l'staka v'kitzur l'fi chesed. This is a line that the Beis Halevi discusses in the first drasha of the Beis Halevi. He talks about, is there a concept of lishma when it comes to staka? The Rambam has his eight levels of staka in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. Zelam alamizu, right, giving it anonymously from both, giving somebody a job, but giving it anonymously from both sides, and giving it with a smile. This line in the Gemara emphasizes it's not just about giving the staka, but it's about how one gives the staka. Lefi chesed sheba. Tan Rabbanon. Bishlosh dvarim gedola gemilas chasadim yosem et staka. In three ways, general chesed is greater than staka. Staka bimamono, gemilas chasadim bimbekufo bimamono. Chesed is even with one's body. Staka la'aniyim, gemilas chasadim bein laniyim bein lashirim. And chesed is to even ashirim. Staka l'chayim, gemilas chesed bein l'chayim bein l'meisim. The three differences we have to walk away with, so obviously we have to do staka too. But chesed is even greater in a sense. The Ben Yoyada says, maybe that's why chesed has two segels under it. Ches and samach. Right? To symbolize the three milas that chesed has over tzedakah. You have the three dots of the nekudos, right? You have the even to ashirim, and even with one's body, and even to mesim. V'yam Rabbi Lazar, kalos tzedakah u'mishpat kilu mile kalolam kulo chesed. If I do tzedakah u'mishpat, it's as if I fill the whole world with chesed. If I act properly, shenemar o'ev tzedakah u'mishpat, chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. Shema tomar kalaba likvos kofes. You might think that it's easy. You do it, and you jump up, and you get close to Hashem immediately. Tamalomer my yaker chastacha elokim, right? No, how precious is the chesed? You gotta do it and have perseverance in it. V'chulu yachol afi rei shemayim kin. You might think that if you're at tremendous yir shemayim, it's going to be very hard. Tamalomer v'chesed Hashem me olam va'ad olam al yirei av. On yirei av, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has makes it a little easier for those that fear him. So it's a balance. You have to have perseverance, but you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you do it properly, then it's going to be okay. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Amir Rav Chama, Mel Hashem, we will continue with the last parak in Maseches Sukkah, Rabosai, the last parak of Parak HaChalil coming up at Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.